Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
It is well.
Yes.
With my soul.
Yes.
I thank the Lord this morning for the privilege and opportunity to be in the household of faith among the saints of God.
Yes.
Amen. I'd like to thank my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ for all that He has done for me and to me.
Yes.
Talking about the chastisement.
Yes.
That we talked about earlier. Thank God for Pastor Stevens, the shepherd and pastor of this assembly.
Yes.
I thank God for all the people who consider themselves Christians.
Yes.
Today. Amen. Both here in this house and
yes.
out.
Yes.
Amen. I thank God for the welcome to Miracle Holiness Church of God. A lot of time goes into these things. A lot of times people don't, you know, just pick it up and fold it up and get done with it. A lot of time and effort goes into these things. I'd like to thank First Lady Stevens for the work that you do for this. I always recognize that. I don't always say it, but I always recognize how nicely this is put together.
Yes.
And I like to, if you don't mind, I like to preface that whole thing on commitment.
Yes.
Which is what I'm going to talk about.
All right.
Amen. Sister Stevens, don't do this just because you want to do it.
All right.
But she's made a commitment.
A commitment.
To do something.
Yes.
Amen. And I'll talk more about that more and more. Last week, this is part two.
Yes.
Of sacrifice and commitment.
Yes.
And I tell you, I was mentioning this to the pastor today, and I said that, you know, you never finish with a message. You just stop. That's what I just stopped. I wasn't finished because there's a lot more to be said.
Yes.
And, you know, I was talking with my sister, had a wonderful talk with my other sister, Violet, and she pointed out a lot of things to me that a lot of times that I can't see.
Yes.
But that's what the household of faith is all about, isn't it?
That's right. That's
pointing
right.
out things that you need to see and understand.
Yes. Yes.
So you might want to just go up and say, thank you, Sister Pat, for this fine, fine message that you put together for us to be able to follow.
Yes.
Amen. It doesn't hurt to say thank you for it.
No, it doesn't.
You know, it doesn't hurt. But as I was talking with Pastor Stevens, I said that I'm not finished with the message because there's something else I wanted to say about sacrifice. And I'm supposed to be finished talking about sacrifice.
Wow.
But I want to go back for, if you let me go back for just a moment.
Yes.
To sacrifice. I said that sacrifice is the act of giving up something highly valued for the sake of something else considered to have a greater value.
Wow.
Or claim. Let's go back to the garden of Eden, if I may. We all know what happened between Adam and Eve and the Lord, don't we?
Yes.
We know that Adam and Eve partook of this fruit,
yes.
which they were told not to. Amen? Yes.
Amen.
And we also know that the Lord sacrificed an animal for that, right?
Amen.
Now let's look into this just a little bit more for about 5 minutes, or less than 5 minutes, okay? Now, what happened that the Lord had to make a sacrifice? What happened? Well, we know that Adam and Eve disobeyed God.
Yes.
And did something that they were not supposed to.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
That was the reason for the sacrifice. Because what? They disobeyed.
Yes.
And the Lord did something about that disobedience, didn't he?
Yes.
He provided a sacrifice for that disobedience, which we now call sin.
Yes.
Yes.
There was no sin in the world before that.
No.
Animals didn't die. They weren't dying.
No.
Nothing had been killed. Nothing had been destroyed.
No.
But to show you just how important, how God looks at sin,
uh-huh.
He was able to go ahead and sacrifice an animal to cover the sin that Adam and Eve did.
Yes.
That's a sacrifice.
Yes.
The Lord himself. There was nobody else in the world doing a sacrifice for sin.
Come on now.
Because there was no sin in the world.
There was none.
Amen.
Amen.
The trees and the fruit was given to Adam and Eve and the animals for meat. Mm-hmm. Amen. So Adam and Eve didn't have to kill to get meat. He said, this fruit is good enough for you. Amen. So I wanted to just point that out and say that the sacrifice started way, way back then in Genesis. But at the end of my message today, I'm going to show you something that is just as important as sacrifice. I might give you a little bit of it now, but I'm going to wait till then. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Now let's talk about commitment. If I go back to sacrifice, it'll be by accident. Amen. Amen. Now, commitment, I said earlier, was that making a commitment involved dedicating yourself to something.
Yes.
Like a person or a cause.
Yes.
Dedicating yourself to something like a purpose or a cause.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Before you make a commitment, think carefully. A commitment obligates you to do something.
Yes.
Now, nobody can commit to something for you. You've got to make the commitment yourself.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
A lot of times you want to say, I'm going to commit my resources. Well, they're your resources.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not going to say, I'm going to commit Minister Kennedy's resources to this. I can't do that.
No.
You know, he's got to make that commitment to commit.
Yes.
You know what? Did you hear what I just said? Commitment.
Yes.
And commit.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. So, commitment is transforming the promise into reality. Amen. It is the word that speaks boldly of your intentions.
Yes.
And the action which speaks louder than words. Amen.
Amen.
Now, let's look at just the word commit. Commit means to carry out or perpetuate. Did you see that?
Yes.
Permit, commit, is to carry out. So that involves action, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
So you can't commit to something without action, can you? No, you can't. To commit is to pledge or bind to a certain course of action or policy.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Now, what I'm going to point out for you is that Israel did not make a commitment to the Lord.
Come on, Elder.
They were committed to make a commitment to the Lord.
Yes, make a claim.
Amen. You understand what I'm saying?
Make that point.
The commitment, if Israel had made it,
yes,
would have been like, I will not do that. It would be like, there was no need for a sacrifice in the Garden of Eden,
yes,
because Adam and Eve was committed,
yes,
to do what the Lord said.
Yes.
Therefore, there wouldn't have been a sacrifice in the garden.
Yes.
But because they did not do what the Lord had told them to do,
yes,
all this had to happen.
Yes.
Amen, amen. Now, being committed to is a long-term arrangement regardless of the situation that you may find yourself in. You don't commit to something and then if it gets too hard, you quit. Commitment means that in the face of. But there's something I want to bring up. I said in the face of. I'm going to point out scripturally the words nevertheless. I want to point that out. So I'm going to go past now a message that I gave last week. Mm-hmm. Amen. Is that all right?
Amen.
Here's another page I'm going past. Amen. I love to talk about it. But I want to say that in part two, the greatest deterrent or detriment for people to commit today,
yes,
is guess what it is? The greatest detriment to people committing today is, I'm too busy.
Yes.
That's the greatest detriment to commit to. I would, but now, in order to give a sacrifice of praise, I'm just for a moment. Now, in order to give a sacrifice of praise, guess what?
Yes.
There must first be a commitment. Now, if you're not committed to giving a sacrifice of praise, guess what? Mm-hmm. You're not going to give it.
Yes.
Because you're not committed to it. You may have said, I'm going to give a sacrifice of praise. Mm-hmm. That's your commitment, but you have to commit.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
You have to commit. You'll say, okay, nevertheless.
Yes.
But I'll talk about them more in detail. Amen. What prevents people from making a commitment? What prevents them?
Yes.
It's just like the sacrifice of praise. It's with your lips, with your mouth.
Yes.
Amen. So what prevents you from making a commitment?
Come on now.
Some people say, I can't.
Yes.
I'm tired.
Yes.
I don't want to.
Yes.
It's too much for me.
Yes.
Let somebody else do it.
Come on now.
Or, I'm just too busy. Well, do you know that the Lord showed grace even back in Noah's days?
Yes.
How long did he leave it down for people to enter into the ark? Mm-hmm. He didn't say, okay, it's over, shut it up. He gave them 7 days.
Yes.
7 days for them to say, okay. Mm-hmm. But you know what? They were too busy.
Yes.
They were too busy to hear and accept this grace
yes.
that was coming to them. We've got grace today, and Pastor alluded to it in his message this morning, that it's not always going to be here.
No.
You're not always going to have that opportunity.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
As I was studying this, and I was reading this, I said, wow, commitment means victory
yes.
at whatever the sacrifice.
That's
when you're committed. Now, Paul was committed, wasn't he?
Oh, yeah.
But I'll talk about him a little later.
Mm-hmm.
But I just want to point that out. There are certain things that you've got to understand. When you read the Bible, read the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
And you got to understand what the Bible is saying to you personally.
Yes.
Amen. 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 There are songs for the committed today. What do you do when trials and tribulations come at you? Do you take it personally? Do you say, oh my goodness? But are you committed to whatever it is the trial and tribulation is coming at you on? What is the trial and tribulation that you are facing? Then evidently, whatever you are facing, you need to what? Overcome it. And the only way you can overcome it is to sacrifice and commit. I'm going to do this regardless of what's going on.
Yes.
I'm going to go to church
yes.
regardless if I have a ride
yes.
because I'm committed.
Yes.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
I may not be able to do this,
mm-hmm.
but since I'm committed,
yes.
I'm going to stand up and shout.
Yes.
Because I'm committed
mm-hmm.
to the cause,
yes.
I'm going to participate and whatever it is the man of God has for us to commit and participate in.
Yes, yes.
I'm too busy, Pastor. I'm tired. Give somebody else to do it.
Come on, Elvis.
Easy to roll off our lips, isn't it?
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Amen, amen. But there's a song, even when you're going through the trials and tribulations that came to me, Pastor, it was, I feel like going on.
Yes.
I feel like going on.
Yes.
Though trials come, where? On every side.
Yes.
What about it? I feel like going on. That's a song the committed sing.
Yes.
I'm tired, Lord, but I feel like
going
on. Whatever I'm going through, I know it's got me down.
Mm-hmm.
I know I'm sick and tired, but I feel like going on. Where is this feeling coming from?
Yes.
It is the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
He is your paraclete.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yes. He's the one that walks with you.
Yes.
When you think you're walking by yourself.
Yes.
You're never alone.
Never.
Amen. You're never alone.
Never.
The trials come on many sides.
Yes.
To test you.
Yes.
To test your resolve.
Yes.
To test how committed
yes.
you are. Amen. Amen.
Yes.
There were many trials and tribulations that came. We know that Abraham mm-hmm. went through some testy trials, didn't he?
Yes.
Kill your son. Sacrifice him.
Kill it.
See, I don't see how committed you are to obeying me.
Yes.
Abraham was committed.
Yes.
Because he believed if God took his son, he can bring him back.
Oh, yes.
Amen. How committed are you?
Come on now.
How committed am I?
Come on now.
Do I look for ways to not be committed? Like Israel? Like the children of Israel? I want to talk just a little about that, okay? Becoming committed is something that works on the inside. Do you see? Being committed has to work on the inside.
Well, yes.
It can't be something that on the outside because you're dealing with how you feel.
Yes.
It's raining. It's thunder and lightning. I don't have a coat. There's no heat in my house. We need food here. I just don't have the time right now.
Yeah.
But it's not that. It's something that's working on. It's something that's going to... I just got to do it.
Mm-hmm.
What did Jeremiah say? When there's something like... I don't want to say, but it's like fire.
Mm-hmm.
It's like fire.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Shut up in my bones. I got to do it. Jeremiah was committed.
Yes.
Amen. Even though he may not want to do it. I'm young. I can't talk. I got unclean lips. I can't do this. I can't do that.
Mm-hmm.
Jeremiah.
Mm-hmm.
I told you.
Yes.
Don't worry about those older folks around you.
Mm-hmm.
What they might say.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to put into your mouth
yes.
what you need to say.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. Don't you think that's still operating today?
Yes.
Only thing you got to say, I'm committed, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what land I'm going to
yes.
with my family here,
mm-hmm.
Abraham.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know where you're going to lead me, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
But because you said leave this city here,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to leave it.
Yes.
And I'm going to go, not knowing where I'm going, but because you said
mm-hmm.
I'm going to go.
You said.
How committed are you? Is your commitment, is your commitment based on other folks? Well, if you go, I go.
Come on now.
Well, if you do it, I do it.
Make it plain.
Well, if you jump, I jump.
Yes.
That's not a commitment. That's a person who's following.
Yes.
That's the blind leading the blind.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. Now, what are the signs of a committed person?
Mm-hmm.
Amen. What are the signs?
Yeah.
When you look out, can you tell, well, that's a committed person, that's a committed person, that's a committed person. What are the signs
yes.
of a committed person? Think of, have you thought about that?
Come on now.
Well, when I thought about it, I thought about it in terms of they have a nevertheless attitude.
Yes.
Those are how the people that look for, I'm going to make it to church regardless.
Regardless.
It may be raining outside.
Yes.
I may not have transportation to get here.
Yes.
But nevertheless,
nevertheless,
I'm going.
Yes.
Am I making this up?
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's go. You know me. Let's go scripturally.
Yes.
Amen?
Amen.
Let's go to Matthew 26 and 39. That's going to be a lot of scriptures. I'm not going to go to all of them, but just some of the key scriptures.
Mm-hmm.
And in Matthew 26 and 39, guess who's talking? Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus said, and I'll read it here from my notes. He said, and he went a little further
mm-hmm.
and fell on his face
yes.
and prayed,
mm-hmm.
saying, oh, my Father.
Yes.
Oh, my Father.
Yes.
God Almighty.
Mm-hmm.
If it be possible, let this cup pass for me.
Mm.
nevertheless. Nevertheless. Well, not as I will,
yes,
but as thou will.
Yes.
You want to know who started this nevertheless thing? Jesus.
Yes.
He said, nevertheless, though I'm going to take all the sins from the beginning in the garden all the way up to the present and into the future, I'm going to do it. I know it's heavy. I know it's hard.
Right.
I know it's raining outside.
Mm-hmm.
I know I don't have transportation.
Mm-hmm.
I know I don't have nobody to support me.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Nevertheless.
Nevertheless
is the same like regardless,
yes,
of what you're facing.
Mm-hmm.
Regardless of what it looks like.
Mm-hmm.
Regardless of circumstances.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Nevertheless.
Yes.
God will make a way. Haven't he? Don't we have scriptures to support this?
Oh, yeah.
There's no temptation taking you, but such as is common to man.
Wow.
But God is faithful while you're going through your trials and tribulations and to make your commitment. Amen?
Amen.
Is he the only one who made a nevertheless statement? Well, let's look at Luke 5 and 5. Peter's talking. And Simon answered and said unto him, Master,
mm-hmm,
Master,
Master,
Jesus,
mm-hmm,
Master, we have toiled all night and have taken nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Nevertheless, at thy word, I will let down my net.
Mm-hmm.
Peter, understand the picture, you all. Peter had been working all night and his partners,
mm-hmm,
and they haven't seen a fish. They said, I'm finished with this. There's no fish out there.
Mm-hmm.
Peter, go back out.
Yes.
Cast your net. Lord, we've been toiling all night. There's no fish out there.
Mm-hmm.
What about? Nevertheless,
mm-hmm,
I want to do what you say.
Yes.
Do we have that kind of attitude to do what the Lord said, the word says?
No.
The word is nigh thee,
mm-hmm,
even in thy mouth. Amen. God, who at sundry times in a diverse manner spoke to the fathers by the prophets,
mm-hmm,
has now in these last days spoken to us by his Son,
yes,
who is heir of all things. Amen?
Amen?
So therefore, we always got somebody telling you what you need to do,
mm-hmm,
in God's word, and that person is Jesus Christ.
Yes.
Peter was committed.
Yes.
He was committed to what? Following what the Master said.
Mm-hmm.
He said, nevertheless,
yes,
if you say it, and we want to translate it today, if your word says it,
mm-hmm,
if your word says that you will never leave me,
mm-hmm,
nor forsake me,
mm-hmm,
nevertheless,
yes,
I'm going to go out into the streets and evangelize. Mm-hmm. Nevertheless,
mm-hmm,
I may be afraid on the outside,
well,
yes,
but commitment is something that comes from the inside,
wow,
which gives you the strength.
Mm.
Paul even said, I tremble sometimes, my speech is not properly, but nevertheless, I'm going to give you what the Lord gave me.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Nevertheless. Let's look at somebody else who wasn't Jesus or Peter or one of the disciples. Amen. If we look at Acts 27 and 10, it says, nevertheless, it starts off, doesn't it? It starts off with nevertheless.
Mm-hmm.
The centurion believed the master and the owner of the ship,
mm-hmm,
more than those things which were spoken, than those things by Paul.
Well.
Come on,
the centurion went ahead and follow what Paul had said for them to do.
Yes.
You know, in the face of all these things, the centurion said, nevertheless, sometimes you got to step out in faith.
Amen.
That's what we, I'm sorry, but that's what we do.
Mm-hmm.
Stepping out in faith is our natural walk.
Mm-hmm.
It's not something that we come by.
No.
That's our, we walk by faith. Not by sight.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Amen. We don't look at the things that be as though they were. Because we know who is the author and the finisher of our faith.
Yes.
Yes. Amen. Hebrews tells us in 12 and 7, and you went over Hebrews today. You talked a little bit about the message, but in Hebrews 12, 7 through 14, allow me to read this. If ye endure chastening, didn't Pastor talk about that? If ye endure chastening. Now, let's take this piece by piece. If you endure, that means if, what does it mean to endure? To hold up with it. Let me go back to my first page here. Sacrifice.
Yes.
Another word or thing for sacrifice is to endure. Just want you to see some of these things. Amen. Mm-hmm. If ye endure, God deals with you as sons. For what son is he whom the father chastens not? Amen?
Amen.
But if ye be without chastisement, whereof all are partakers, then are ye bastards and not sons. Amen. Furthermore, we have had fathers of our flesh, which corrected us, and we gave them reference. Father, I'm sorry, I won't do it no more, Mama. I'm sorry. You see, I made that statement. Amen. Shall we much rather be in subjection to the Father of spirits and live? Do you say, thank you, Father? God, I know I've committed. That's how we repent. You know, saying I'm sorry is not going to get you into heaven. I'm sorry. Pastor talked about the message, okay? For they verily for a few days chasten us after their own pleasure. Talking about your parents, you know. But look at this. But he for our profit.
Thank you.
We're supposed to profit from what? The chastisement?
Yes.
We are supposed to endure the chastisement.
Wow.
We have sacrifice in the chastisement.
Come on now.
Are you following me now?
Yes.
Our profit is gained through sacrifice. Because it profits you. If I don't chastise you, then you're a bastard. I don't really care about what you do. But he does this for our profit, not for his pleasure.
No.
Did you see the verse before that said for his pleasure? He's saying, I'm doing this for your sake, brother. Don't you want to live? That's what he said. I'll use his word. Don't you want to live?
Yeah.
Amen. He said, now, that we might be partakers of his holiness. That's the only way you're going to get it.
Yeah.
That's the only way you're going to come through. Because if I can't tell you what you're doing wrong, you know, you don't have no part in me.
Well.
You understand what I'm saying? You don't have no part. If I can't tell you what you're doing wrong and you won't listen, then what good is me telling you something if you're not going to listen?
Right.
Yes. Now, no chastening for the present seemeth to be joyous, does it? Because when I was getting a whipping, it hurt then. I wasn't happy. I was crying. It wasn't joyous.
Yeah.
It was grievous.
Yeah.
But what did the next word say? Huh? You know what I'm going to say. What was that next word? Present seems to be joyous but grievous. Nevertheless.
All right.
Nevertheless. Afterwards.
Yes.
After what? After the chastisement. After you have endured.
Wow.
After you have sacrificed.
Yes.
Amen. It yields what? The peaceable fruit of righteousness. And that, guess what? Unto them which are exercised thereby. What are you being exercised by? The chastisement.
Mm-hmm.
What was the chastisement? Do right.
Mm-hmm.
Tell your brother you're wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Go and bring your gift to the altar. Say you're sorry. Repent.
Mm-hmm.
All of that.
Yes.
But you can't do that if you're not committed.
You.
Did you know that? If you're not committed to God's word, you're like Israel. I'm hungry. I've been out here in the woods all the time. I ain't had no meat and nothing. And oh, yeah, I know I went to the water. I know I was baptized in the sea. I know you said, but what about now?
Yes.
They weren't committed. They might have been committed to leave Israel, but they didn't commit. They didn't commit to doing what God said. Yes. Amen?
Amen.
For example, mothers are committed to the well-being of their children,
yes,
than some fathers. Listen to what I'm saying. Hear me out. I say this not in all cases.
No.
Okay? There are fathers that raise and are committed to their children.
Yes.
This case is made for both mother and father. But can't you tell when you look at a mother and her kids, you know she's committed?
Yeah.
She makes sure that they're fed, they go to school, their hair's combed, they got clothes, and they talk to their grandparents. You know. Go say hello to your uncle. Go and say hello to your aunt. They're committed.
Yes.
They didn't say, I'm going to make a commitment. I'm going to make a commitment to take care of my children. Okay, you said it. But did you commit to it?
Well.
Oh, you understanding the difference I'm talking about?
Yes.
It's easy to say, oh, I'm committed to the church. But did you? You say I changed. Did you? Did you commit to the church? Well, I think I did. I try to make Bible study, but you know I get home so late, and you know I got to make sure that I've done this. You should say, but nevertheless.
Yes.
Even though I get home late, even though I got to do this, that, and the other,
yes,
your mama and daddy cooked for you when there wasn't no food in the house, and they got the food and they cooked them, and you ate.
Yes.
They had a nevertheless attitude.
All right.
What happened to your nevertheless attitude?
All right.
What happened?
Yes.
Have you gotten like Israel? I'm thirsty. There ain't no water out here. You brought us out here to kill us.
Yes.
They weren't committed.
No, come on now.
They didn't even want to hear what the Lord had to say. Oh, I don't want to hear what you say. Lord say, Moses, you talk to us.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I'm getting toward the end of this, I believe.
Go ahead.
Wherefore, I like the rest of this verse. It says, wherefore, lift up the hands which hang down. If you walk around, oh, man, I just can't make it like this anymore.
Come
you know,
on,
it's just, he said here, wherefore, and this wherefore is talking, it's alluding to what went above here. Wherefore, lift up the hands which hang down and the feeble knees, and make straight paths for your feet, lest that which is lame be turned out of the way, but let it rather be healed. And it says, follow peace,
yes,
with all men, yes, and holiness,
yes,
without which
no
man shall see the Lord. I always thought about what went on before that. Follow peace with all men. How you close up the sermon. You know, follow peace. But what went before follow peace with all men?
Amen.
Okay?
Yes.
What went on before then is about bearing up to chastisement. How can you follow peace with all men and you can't bear up to chastisement? How can you?
Yes.
Don't take a piece of scripture and say, oh, that's it for me. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Did you understand what went on before?
Yeah.
Because if you can't endure chastisement, I'm going to consider you a bastard. Amen. Take scripture in totality. Another song, I know these songs was coming to me. Another song that the committed sing is, I got my mind made up and I won't turn back.
Well.
Why? Because I want to see Jesus. When?
Someday.
Yes. I had to go on YouTube to get that song because I just, that hit me. And there was this little girl singing this song over here and she was dancing. I said, boy, she got her mind made up. And I won't turn back. Do you have that attitude? Is your mind made up? Will you not turn back after you put your hands on the plowshare? Are you going to go back and turn around and do what you used to do? Is your mind made up?
Yes.
Well, if your mind is made up, you're talking like a committed person.
Yes.
Not making a commitment. You have committed.
Yes.
There's a difference, folks.
Yes.
There's a difference.
Yes.
When I was in sports, I wasn't the best athlete when I initially started in sports. Matter of fact, I wasn't even considered up there with average. But you know what? I said, if you can do it,
all right.
I know I can do it.
Yes.
So what did I do?
Mm-hmm.
I made up my mind.
That's it.
I said, nevertheless, I don't have the skills right now.
Mm-hmm.
Nevertheless, I'm going to get up early in the morning.
All right.
I'm going to run to school,
mm-hmm.
set up some hurdles,
mm-hmm.
and start hurdling and become good.
Mm-hmm.
So the boy who taught me how to hurdle, I bested him mm-hmm. by the end of the year.
Right.
I became one of the best hurdlers in the state, in the city.
Mm-hmm.
That was my first year.
Yeah.
My second year, I was the best.
Mm-hmm.
Because what? I had my mind made up.
Yes.
And I didn't commit to, I didn't just make a commitment to go out for the track team.
Right.
I committed to be one of the best hurdlers in the city.
Yeah.
And I said, hey, if you're a good hurdler, maybe you can be a good football player.
Mm-hmm.
I said, wow.
Mm-hmm.
So I became a football player.
Wow.
But my mind was made up. If I had just said, well, I want to do what this guy does.
Mm-hmm.
That wasn't my commitment. I was just following him.
Yes.
And if, guess what? And if he quit, what was I going to do?
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't going to keep going. I said, well, he quit. I guess I'm going to quit too.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Old Testament. Jeremiah 44:9. I'm talking about commit now. Do you think Israel was always committed to the Lord and doing what the Lord said? No, they weren't. It says here, have you forgotten the wickedness of your fathers and the wickedness of the kings of Judah and the wickedness of their wives? Wow. And the wickedness and your own wickedness, and the wickedness of yourself, which they have committed in the land of Judah, in the streets of Jerusalem, Jeremiah 44:22, so that the Lord could no longer bear his chosen people because of the evil of your doings and because of the abominations which ye have, what?
Committed.
Therefore is your land a desolation and an astonishment and a curse without an inhabitant as at this day.
Bless your word.
It said right there that they were committed to the abominations.
Yes.
They were committed to the wrongdoing.
That's it.
They were committed to the unrighteousness.
Mm-hmm.
And the Lord said, I can't put up with this no more.
Mm-hmm.
I've had it.
Bless your word.
I've had your land's going to be desolate. Why? Because they were not committed to the Lord. What were they committed to? They were committed to the abominations.
Well,
question. If they were committed to the Lord, would the abominations be there? No. How could, if you committed, you committed to the Lord, not to the abominations.
Right.
Amen.
Come on, elders.
There are other verses, and I won't read them, but I'll give them to you if you'd like to read this for yourself. This is about the commitment, being committed, that Israel done.
Mm-hmm.
They say yes, and then they do no. That's why in Judges, they had so many judges. Oh, Lord, I'm sorry. They were sorry,
mm-hmm.
but they weren't committed.
Thank you.
Sorry is not going to get you into heaven.
Mm-hmm.
Amen? Isn't that what your pastor said today? Other verses, Ezekiel 16:26. Ezekiel 16:50, Ezekiel 16:52, Ezekiel 18:12, Daniel 9 and 5, Hosea 1 and 2, Hosea 4 and 18, Malachi 2 and 11. All of those scriptures are what Israel committed to doing against the Lord. I was looking at that, and I didn't see any one commitment that was actually kept.
Well,
I said, this is amazing. I said, all this stuff, God's chosen people. Yeah. That's why he got all upset in Ezekiel.
Yes.
And Hosea. And Malachi.
Yeah.
That's what got so upset with. Man, I brought you out of Egypt.
Yes.
I've given you the land.
Yes.
I've done all of this for you. And the only thing that I ask for you in return is to follow me. I'm going to make a big point of this at the close of this.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing I wanted you to do is just do what I asked you to do. Don't serve other gods.
Mm-hmm.
Is that tough?
Well,
I just said don't serve other gods.
Okay.
Yes.
But what did you do?
Served other gods.
You served other gods.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Now, let's look at the New Testament. What does it have to say? Amen. In Matthew 5 and 28, Matthew 5, it says, but I say unto you that whosoever looketh on a woman to lust after her hath committed adultery with her already in his heart. Isn't that something?
Yes.
We're talking New Testament now.
Yes.
So what you're saying, Bill, I'm just looking. Didn't people tell you, ain't no harm in looking?
Okay.
Haven't people said that? I don't know if they said it to you, but have you heard that said?
Yeah.
Ain't no harm in looking?
Yes. Come on now.
It didn't say that here, did it?
No.
Whose report you going to believe?
That's it.
Huh?
The Lord.
Paul says, but I say unto you that whosoever looketh on a woman to lust after her hath committed. That's an ED. Committed.
Mm-hmm.
That's a done fact.
Yes.
It's been done.
Yes.
You've committed that.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So what do you do? Don't commit to it.
Yes, sir.
Don't look upon a woman to lust after her.
Hey.
If you have that tendency, look upon a woman to pray for her.
Yes.
That she be all right.
Mm-hmm.
What's wrong with that? The world thinks the other way, don't they?
Yes.
But if we just say, God bless the sister there, let's see what we can do to, you know, to help out.
Yes.
But sometimes that battle goes on the inside.
Yes.
And you go, well, I'm just keeping this thought to myself. I ain't hurting nobody. Don't you know that God knows every thought that you have?
Everything.
Everything that you do. Everything. You may fool somebody else.
Yes.
But you ain't fooling the Lord.
No.
He knows exactly what's going on.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Why do you think he says already in his heart? I'm not going to talk about that, but why do you say in his heart?
Yes.
Why don't he say in his mind?
Yes.
He don't say in his mind, does he? Because the heart is the seat of our
affection.
What? Affections.
Yes.
With the heart, yes, man believeth. Where? Come on. You all Bible readers. You know what it says. So evidently, it may seem like he's just saying, has already in his heart. That makes you seem, it seem like just a little foregone. You know, I just made a statement. That's a heavy statement.
Yes.
We're talking about your heart.
Mm.
Where the issues of life comes out of.
Okay.
Or am I making this up?
Come on now.
Out of the heart.
Yes.
Pours the issues of life.
Yes.
And you just made one of your issues lust.
Wow.
You don't have to do that.
No.
Amen?
Amen.
No, okay, I'll get off of that now.
Go
okay.
Ahead.
Let me get off of that.
Go ahead.
Let's look at Mark 15. You can look at Mark for yourselves. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to call up. But you also look at John 5 and 22.
Mm-hmm.
What we're going to look at is Acts 8 and 3. Acts 8 and 3 says, as for Saul,
mm-hmm,
not Paul, as for Saul, he made havoc of the church entering into every house and hailing men and women, committed them to prison. Paul was set. He had his mind made up.
Yes.
If I see a Christian, guess where that Christian is going?
Right.
I'm committed.
Yes.
And I, for myself, I thought about that for a moment. I said, wow, if Paul was that committed
yes.
to hauling people to jail,
yes.
he must have really been committed for the Lord.
Yes.
You know? And it's changed over. Amen?
Yes.
Acts. You can look at other things. I'm just giving you scriptures because it'll be way too much for me to go over. Acts 25 and 11.
Mm-hmm.
Romans 3 and 2.
Mm-hmm.
1 Corinthians 9 and 17. Galatians 2 and 7. 1 Timothy 1 and 12.
Yes.
2 Timothy 1 and 14. I'm going to read just one of those New Testament scriptures here. I want you to get the point of what I'm talking about commitment.
Yes.
Are you seeing it?
Mm-hmm.
Now look at this. Paul now, not Saul, he's Paul now.
Mm-hmm.
Paul tells Timothy in 1 Timothy 6 and 20. This is a good one. I want you to look into this a little bit. It says, O Timothy,
mm-hmm.
keep that which is
committed
to thy trust, avoiding profane and vain babblings and oppositions of science falsely so called. You know what jumped out at me and that scripture there? I can now use the two words. I can use the two words now. I'm going to reread it now in my own life. It says, O Timothy, make a commitment, that which is committed to thy trust. O Timothy, commit to that which is I committed to you. You see the double meaning there?
Oh.
When you keep something, you got to be committed to keeping it.
Mm.
Paul just goes on to add to that and says, which is committed to thy trust.
Yes.
I, Paul, am committed to giving you this, Paul, Timothy, and I want you to keep it. I want you to commit to keeping this, which I have committed to you.
Yes, yes.
Are you seeing that?
Yes.
Why would he say, oh, Timothy, keep that which is committed? Is there a parallel for this?
That's your word.
Do you keep what the pastor says to you?
Come on now.
In messages?
Come on now.
Pastor is saying, keep those things which I have preached to you. I've preached them from my heart.
Yes.
I want you to grow thereby. If you're offended, if you feel chastened by what I'm saying, I only do it for your profit. I don't do it like other people for gain. I like going out and making a profit of you. I do this so that the church may be edified and grow. So I do this for your benefit.
Yes.
I'm not here preaching for my own sake because message that I give is for me.
Yes.
More so than you.
Yes.
Every message that I study
mm-hmm.
is for me.
Yes.
And the only thing I want is to be able to share a piece
yes.
of it. Amen?
Amen?
So therefore, when you come to church to hear the word of God
mm-hmm.
given to us by the preacher,
mm-hmm.
because wasn't it said that how can a person hear if it hadn't been sent?
Mm-hmm.
And you know, you know the scripture.
Yes.
That's the only way you're going to get something out of scripture. You can't sit here and say, okay, entertain me.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I'm getting.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not getting what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
You know. I don't think that was a good message.
Mm-hmm.
It was God's word.
Yes.
How can you say it wasn't a good message?
Uh-huh.
Every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God is a message.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. Do you know that God has been testing us since he got rid of the prophets?
Mm-hmm.
He's telling us now, you got to believe the word now.
Yes.
Why? Because I've given you my son.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yes.
Yes.
Now you got to believe him. I'm not going to have somebody stand in the streets right now say, "Thus saith the Lord, come ye out." No. I've sent the word.
Well.
Yes.
And it's right here. Mm-hmm. Sometimes when you're feeling down, I don't know about you, but when I start reading scripture, it lifts me up.
Yes.
To the point almost I want to call somebody.
Yes.
And tell them what I read. Amen?
Amen.
Question. I got another piece here, and it's the last one. I'm glad you're holding with me here. A question came to me. To Bill, what about obeying versus sacrifice? Mm-hmm. What about obeying versus sacrifice? Mm-hmm. How do you obey God's voice today? How do you hear God's voice today? I told you I was going to go back to Genesis. Amen. But before I go back and end this message, I want to say something. Obedience must come before sacrifice.
Yes.
Did you hear what I said?
Yes.
Obedience must come before sacrifice. Because the sacrifice says that you did something wrong, and now I got to clean it up. But if you had obeyed me, Adam, I wouldn't have had to do a sacrifice of this animal.
Yeah.
Because you did not believe me. You did not follow through. You were not committed to listening to me.
Yes.
Therefore, I had to kill an animal to cover your sins.
Yes.
Yeah. Lord. Without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sins. And I had to take care of that because that disobedience. Because look how important God considered obedience.
Wow.
He considered it enough to kill something that was valued for something that he considered that was more valued.
Yes.
You.
Yes.
Amen. God Almighty saw that obedience was going to be a problem.
Yes.
He saw down the road that the first king of Israel. Oh, I don't know if you're listening to me.
Come on,
sacrifice is what comes
after
the sin.
Yes.
Not before.
All right.
Because if you were obedient, I would never have done a sacrifice.
No.
I would never have to slaughter that animal.
No.
But because you wanted to do it your way, because you felt that your way was a better way than God's way, the only thing God said, you can eat of everything else, but not that. That's what I want. I want what you told me not to have.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Understand that sacrifice is what comes after you have sinned.
Yes.
So therefore, if you don't sin, there was not a need for sacrifice, but thanksgiving.
Thank you.
Can't you see how you can turn all that around and say, thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Sacrifice of praise. Thank you, Lord, for keeping me safe. For keeping me out of that way. Amen. Think about it. If sin had not occurred, I've already said, then thanksgiving would be in order because you're obedient to God's word. Do you want to be obedient to God's word? Do you want to? This is the last piece I got here. I'm going to read this. Amen. Did you know that God did something he had never done before? Do you?
Come on now.
That was, he covered the sin. God was merciful enough to cover Adam's sin.
Yes.
More so, he decided to give his son, and his son gave his life, so that we may be forgiven from this gross sin.
Yes.
Amen. Come on, y'all.
Amen.
God covered Adam's and Eve's sin.
Yes.
by killing an animal that did not necessarily have to be killed.
Yes.
Therefore, that animal was a sacrifice.
Yes.
That animal didn't want to die. But because he loved Adam and Eve more than the animal, I'm going to cover the sins of Adam and Eve. But he made preparation and plans to cover our sins.
Yes.
What did he do? Down through the time, down through time, God said, I'm going to send my son. And that whosoever believeth in him, they're not going to die. But they're going to have everlasting life. The only thing you've got to do is believe. Believe with what? That heart that might be looking after people in a lustful manner. You got to clean your heart out, folks. You got to get straight with God. You got to quit lying to yourself that I'm okay. Oh, poor wretched man that I am. Who shall deliver me from this foul sin? We all go through it, y'all. Don't think that you're the only person. Everybody has to be chasing.
But nevertheless,
I'm going to do what the Lord says. No matter what I got to go through.
Yes.
It doesn't matter, because after sacrifice is what? Victory.
Victory
in Jesus.
Yes.
My Savior, what? What? Forever.
Yes.
Praise the Lord. There's more to this, but I'm glad you got something out of this, and praise God for you.
Amen. Amen. Amen.